The plan would effectively overturn part of the recent Lake Buell State Supreme Court decision that found the DNR has the power to consider the cumulative effects of high-capacity wells on the lakes and streams of Wisconsin. Elkhorn Republican Senator Neil Kedzie says it was never the legislature's intent to give the DNR that power. He says this bill clears things up.
What it does is it provides clarity as to the legislative intent of what the authority of the DNR is and should be.
Backing Kedzie's plan is most of the ag lobby, especially in Wisconsin's central sands region. Potato and vegetable farmer Steve Dirks says high-capacity wells make his farm work.
Without irrigation, our crop production would fall. In drought years like 2012 and things, we probably wouldn't have a crop.
But UW hydrologist George Kraft says the trouble with going back to the old law is that it wasn't doing much to protect lakes and streams.
I don't foresee a case where we're going to run out of water. But, you know, quite seriously, we may dry up every lake and stream in the Central Sands.
And Kedzie's bill worries other property owners in the Central Sands region, like Gail Kretschmer, who say their concerns should be considered, not just the concerns of big farmers.
I don't blame them at all for wanting to pass their farm on down to the third, fourth, fifth and generation, because that is pride, and that is hard work, and that's an accomplishment. But you know what? Every citizen in Saratoga and many of us want to transfer our property someday, too.
The plan appears to be moving quickly through the legislature, though a similar effort was taken out of the state budget last year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.